Environmentally forward thinking has long been a part of Aspen Ski Company's brand and business strategy.
If we really want to be operationally green, we've got to figure out a way to generate a lot of clean power.
That's Auden Schendler, Vice President of Sustainability for the Aspen Skiing Company, or SkiCo. He's been at the forefront of SkiCo's effort to become operationally green. To show his dedication to that cause, last year he was at the ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new project at the Elk Creek Coal Mine in Somerset, Colorado, where they cranked up the new methane power generators. The project brought together a unique group of bedfellows. SkiCo partnered with Oxbow Mining Company and Holy Cross Energy, among others, to capture methane coming out of the Elk Creek mine and turn it into electricity. It's arguably the greenest thing that SkiCo has ever done. Again, Auden Schendler.
You're saying, let's delete methane and replace it with CO2. Methane being vastly more potent as a greenhouse gas, that ends up being a net positive in terms of reducing emissions.
Even though methane is a very simple molecule, it's powerful. It consists of one carbon atom in the middle and four hydrogen spokes pointing outward. Methane very efficiently absorbs heat waves radiating out from the Earth's surface towards space. One molecule of methane, on average, traps 200 times more heat than the same amount of carbon dioxide. In the context of global climate change, think of CO2 as the much lesser of two evils.
We're fracking for natural gas all over Western Colorado. At the same time, the mines are venting methane. Why not use it?
Those mines Schendler is talking about are coal mines. By capturing the methane from coal mines that otherwise would be spewed out into the atmosphere as potent greenhouse gas, SkiCo is helping reduce the overall greenhouse warming potential that is the consequence of coal mining. And it's turning that methane into electricity.
You could make as much power, you know, as much electricity as the ski resort uses year-round. That's a huge amount of power.
Where there is a coal seam deep in the earth or in the side of a mountain, methane will be found. Though coal and methane are not inseparable, the two always show up at the party together. Traditionally, coal miners vent the commingled methane gas to the atmosphere because not doing so is
extremely dangerous in an underground mine, major cause of explosions, fires, accidents, and death.
That's John Wheaton, a hydrogeologist with Montana's Bureau of Mines and Geology. He explains the geologic processes of producing methane alongside of coal.
To form coal, you start with a massive, massive amount of organic material.
Picture a prehistoric swamp with algae, fish, fern trees, and bugs. All these organisms living and then dying in the swamp. These dead life forms sink to the bottom and stack up and up. At the same time, they get buried by eroding earth. Think of the rock and dirt running off Aspen Mountain with each year's snowmelt.
Bugs are starting to decompose that. Chemical and biological reactions are breaking that material down.
Microbes, or bugs, are buried alongside the dead plant life and algae and help decompose the organic material. This decomposition spun out over geologic time and helped by high pressures and temperatures deep in the earth results in coal. But something else is being made as well.
There is methane generated in the decomposition during the coalification process.
The same dead plant life being slowly transformed into coal is also decomposing into methane.
A few hundred feet to a couple of thousand feet deep, the coal seams will continue to be broken down by bugs. Methanogens will continue to generate methane.
This process is even ongoing. Microorganisms are eating up coal and spitting out methane molecules as we speak in active coal mines. But what makes coal and methane such a dynamic duo is how they stick to one another. Because coal is highly porous, methane gets inside of it and easily binds to the coal's surfaces. And because there are so many pores, there's a whole lot of surface area, and thus a whole lot of methane.
Think of it as a single layer of methane molecules stuck to the coal.
At high pressures deep underground, methane is quite happy to stay nestled up to all of the surface sites on the coal. But when miners start digging, exposing the seam and releasing pressure, the methane leaks out of the holes in the coal and into the atmosphere. That methane is a safety hazard for miners, but also an opportunity for environmentally minded companies like the SkiCo. Here again is Auden Schendler.
This is kind of what we specialize in at Aspen Skiing Company, is complex projects that are groundbreaking, that are really difficult, and that we don't always succeed at.
But unlike some of the failed or abandoned projects SkiCo has pursued in the past, this one seems to be panning out so far, and in a big way. Their coal mine methane project is currently providing the equivalent of Aspen Skiing Company's total power needs for the year, which is no small number at 25 million kilowatt hours.
Think of a kilowatt hour as a dishwasher load of energy, so you could do 25 million loads of dishes.
And that's a lot of dishes, or gondola rides, if you like. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Ellis Robinson.